Good evening. That's right. This is meeting is House Fishery Committee, and it will come to order at 5:30. Today is Tuesday, April 5th, 2016. Members present, Representative Millett, Representative Christ Tompkins, Representative Johnson, and myself, Representative Stutes. But to reflect, we have a quorum. We are also joined by Kelly Burnett. Welcome, Kelly, from the House Records, Matt Kern from the LIO, and of course, Reed Harris, my trusty committee aide. We also have Representative Ortiz present. We will not be hearing House Bill 283, National Resource Water Nomination Designation, this evening, and we will jump to House Bill 366, Commercial Fishery Entry Permit Loan Banks. I would like to note that the CFEC Commissioner Ben Brown is predisposed and cannot make this meeting, but will be happy to follow up with any CFEC-related questions. We are waiting a draft CS from legal, but in the meantime, I'd like the sponsor to address the constitutionality issue with this bill. So, Reed or Representative Christ Tompkins, if one of you could address those issues for us.
Sure, Madam Chair, and I was wondering if Alpheus Bullard, attorney for Ledge Legal, is on the line?
He is. He is on the line, and I will object for purposes if you would like to explain the changes.
Sure, thank you, Madam Chair. While we're waiting on a draft, there's sort of, from our conversations previously, maybe two purposes here. One was to get a draft CS on the record for review over the interim fishing groups around Alaska, which may or may not happen today. The other was to have some testimony on the record relating to what the constitutional parameters are for any policy relating to this issue of fisheries access. And I was wondering if Alpheus, if I may, Madam Chair, are you on the line?
He is. Brittany Haywood is also on the line. Alpheus, are you there? Welcome, Representative Herron.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Through the Chair, this is Alpheus Bullard of Ledge Legal, and yes, I am on the line.
Thank you.
And Alpheus, I was wondering on the subject of constitutionality, if you could speak to the parameters within which any policy or legislation needs to be crafted on both the state Article 8 Equal Access Clause and also the state Equal Protection Clause. Again, all of this for the record, for sort of deliberation over the interim.
Representative Christ Tompkins, through the chair, those are two constitutional provisions. What is the relationship that you would like explored between either of those provisions in House Bill 366?
Follow up through the chair. How this bill is drafted in a constitutional manner vis-a-vis those constitutional provisions, as you perceive it?
Through the chair, I don't believe that the bill implicates either of those provisions. If you have specific questions as to how the bill might implicate those provisions, if you have some hypothetical, I can certainly help. But it's my legal opinion that the bill is constitutional as it pertains to those provisions.
Thank you. Does this bill provide any legal path to permit ownership for a corporation or other entity that is not an individual? And I'll just ask that question. Is there any legal path to permit ownership for a corporation or other entity that is not an individual or a permit bank?
Representative Christ Tompkins, through the chair. Under the provisions of the bill and chapters 43 and a new chapter 44 of Title 16, only natural persons, individuals, and regional community permit banks would be able to hold permits under the legislation. There is no other pathway provided for any other any form of legal person to hold a permit.
Madam Chair.
Representative Johnson.
Madam Chair, I'm really uncomfortable talking about the constitutionality of a piece of legislation that I don't have before me. I think it's inappropriate. I can't follow along. I'm not, nothing personal, but until I actually have the bill and know exactly what we're talking about, I think it's inappropriate for us to be talking to attorneys about constitutionality for something that's not been adopted and it's not before the committee.
Okay, thank you.
Sure, a quick comment. Representative Johnson, through the chair, point well taken. I think all these questions relate to the piece of legislation already introduced, but I think you're right, not having a CS is problematic. And I'm just going to check my email and see if it's come through. And it has not, so...
Well, then what I would suggest we do is just table this and see what comes up.
Madam Chair, if I might.
Please.
Tabling is a very specific motion. Okay. I don't think you want to table it. I think you just want to set it aside.
Thank you. We will set this aside until over the interim, it appears, being our time frame has run out this year. So we will set it aside, and we will recess until Thursday morning at 10 o'clock when we will have our in room 120 and we will take up House Bill 283. With that, we are adjourned. Thank you. No, Thursday.
Oh, yeah.
We are recessed until Thursday. Sorry, Reed.
Sorry, Greg. You said noon yesterday.
Recess.
I'm so glad.
No.
Yeah, it's really hard to... I mean, I don't even know what issue you're talking about in the constitutionality.
Yeah,
sorry.
Yeah.
And we gave it a whirl.
It was quite frankly, you could just bring it up and adopt the CS so it's on basis, so it's out there for everyone to see. Mm-hmm. And so at Thursday's meetings, you just adopt the CS, no testimony, then it's out there. You have everything in front of you that you could.
We need to adopt the CS before interim. So for it to be the working.
Yeah, that's all that.
Okay. So can we adopt?